Have you ever wondered why some songs just make you want to dance? Like Pharrell's song Happy, for example. It got people dancing on video all around the world. Well, now scientists have a theory about why certain songs have this effect. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
Maria Vitek is a brain scientist. She studies people's emotions at Aarhus University in Denmark. But she also likes music. Especially if it's groovy.
The meters are pretty funky. I like meters. Clap your hands now, people, clap now.
Clap your hands now, people, clap your hands. So that's the Meters hand-clapping song from 1970. And just like Pharrell's Happy, it triggers a nearly uncontrollable need to tap your foot, bob your head, move to the rhythm in some way. And Vitek thinks she knows why. Last month, Vitek and her colleagues published a study showing that songs like these have just the right amount of gaps or breaks in the beat. She says your brain wants to fill in those gaps with body movement.
Gaps in the rhythmic structure, gaps in the sort of underlying beat of the music. That sort of provides us with an opportunity to physically inhabit those gaps and fill in those gaps with our own bodies.
A few years ago, Vitek set out to figure out which songs get people out on the dance floor. She created an online survey and gave people drum patterns to listen to. Some had really simple rhythms with regular beats. Others had very complex rhythms with lots of gaps where you expect the beats to be. Finally, there were drumming patterns that fell in the middle of the two extremes. They have a regular, predictable beat, but also some pauses or gaps. Vitek says that people all over the world agreed about which drum patterns made them most want to dance.
Not the ones that had very little complexity, and not the ones that had very, very high complexity, but the patterns which had a sort of a balance between predictability and complexity. So where there's enough regularity to sort of perceive the underlying beat, but also enough complexity to sort of invite participants to synchronize to the music.
So I asked Vitek, which popular songs today have just the right amount of complexity?
I think the recent single by Pharrell, Happy, is a very good example. It might seem
crazy what I'm about to say. Vitek says the song is layered with predictable beats and syncopated ones. The drums, the piano, the clapping, even Pharrell's voice creates inviting gaps. But Pharrell isn't the only one who knows about this trick. Vitek says classic dance tunes in disco, funk, hip-hop, and R&B also hit this sweet spot of syncopation.
Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder have a lot of tracks which seem to have this balance between predictability and complexity when it comes to the rhythmic structure.
Not to mention Ray Charles.
Well, I got a woman.
I've Got a Woman made everybody hit the dance floor in the 1950s. Neuroscientist Daniel Levitin at McGill University says it's not just the song's syncopation, but also the layers of rhythm. Layers that get you to go from just tapping your foot in your chair to standing up and full-out dancing. She give me money
when I'm in need. The drums are keeping a very steady rhythm. The piano is syncopated. The vocals are exquisitely nuanced in time. It's very difficult to sing along with him exactly the way he does it.
So we don't want to sing with Charles. We want to move with him.
The more rhythmically complex the music is, the easier it is to engage different body parts because they can be synchronizing to different aspects of the music.
You're swinging your shoulders with the snare drums. You're bobbing your head with the piano.
And you might be wiggling your hips in halftime or something like that.
Before you know it, you're up out of your chair and doing the twist. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News, San Francisco.